This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Now, with the scourge of COVID-19 infections around the world, quick response codes have come to our rescue by introducing us to a touchless world. And given the increase in demand for a safe way to keep consumers engaged, the QR code market is expected to see a massive surge. And across the world, QR codes are being used in contactless delivery, contactless pickups, and most importantly, contactless payments. China is using QR codes as a way to filter visitors at checkpoints. Singapore is also using QR codes to ensure contactless visitor entry. And online platforms such as WhatsApp, Google Chrome, ShareIt, Instagram, and Facebook have implemented the QR code method on their features to elevate and allow convenient social media experience via touchless technology. Now, Kevin Simogerere is joining us on the line to share his independent opinion about the impact of QR codes on businesses. He is a qualified chartered accountant, digital tech innovator, a tech entrepreneur, and a host of a webinar series called In-App Talks, which shares a mobile app business insights. He is also part of a 2020 South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, top 35 under 35. Welcome to Voice of Vets 88.1, Kevin, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, RVT. Good morning to you and to the listeners.
Now, today we're talking about QR codes. What are QR codes and how do they work?
In the 1960s, supermarkets or retail shops, as we know them, started selling more items due to rising demand and needed a way to track stock items and quickly retrieve information, like the selling price of an item, in order to speed up the payment process at a till. So in order to address this challenge at the time, in Japan, the ordinary barcode, which we still see on items which we buy today, was implemented to separately identify stock items and look up information about stock items quickly. But in 1994, a person named Masahiro Hara from a company called DensoWave, which is a subsidiary of Toyota, looked into the benefits of the barcode system and used that as inspiration to create a QR code system for the automotive industry in Japan to track and look up information of items even quicker and store more information than an ordinary barcode. As a result of that, by 2004, the use of QR codes in Japan was widely adopted by the general public for various daily activities. And from that point, QR codes spread for use all over the world. And this was enabled by the fact that DensoWave decided not to patent the QR code invention so that society at large could benefit from the invention. QR stands for quick response. And on a basic level, it quickens the process of navigating to digital information or digital content. So in computer language terms, it is a machine-readable matrix which can be read by your phone camera through a QR reader app, which is built into your phone camera application or as a standalone app which works through your camera phone application. Typically, how it works is that when you activate and point your phone camera at it, you'll be directed to a live web page or to the web. This is a shortcut. Instead of having to remember a website address link, open up your web browser, you know, type in the website address link, and then click the launch button to open up a website. This makes it possible for people to actively engage with digital content as they come across it or come across links to it in the physical world. So QR codes can be printed on almost anything and have therefore become a very convenient and effective way to direct people to digital content like websites. When it comes to the structure of the QR code that we can all see when we look at it as a random assortment of black and white pixels or patterns, which are lumped together in the shape or outline of a square. The black and white patterns in the QR code each have a purpose and can be separated into categories which specify their specific or which specify their functions. These patterns are digitally read by a decoder in the QR Reader app, which then opens up a website, for example, as the website link is what is hidden from the naked human eye in the QR code. In the middle of the QR code, just to give you a bit of, you know, background as to what is hidden in that code, which we can't see with our human eye, one can find the version pattern. Oh, it's called a version pattern, which stores the number or version of that QR code. Typically, the versions are useful as templates for specific creations. And there are about 40 existing versions of this. And for example, versions 1 to 7 are mostly used as templates for mobile marketing purposes. The next pattern is the format pattern, which allows for a QR to be readable, whether it is partially covered, damaged, or not clearly visible to the human eye. And then next is the data and error correction key pattern, which stores the link to the digital content, like the website address link. There are also other patterns in there, such as position patterns, alignment patterns, timing patterns, and then also the outer boundaries or quiet zone, which is the empty square border around the QR code. These allow for a variety of readability functions, like the right position of the QR code or how it must stand, and also how it stands out to the QR scanner in a background of other information or images and so on.
And what are the different ways in which we can use the QR codes in our daily lives?
There are so many ways in which we can interact with QR codes on a daily basis. And in fact, the uses are so many that in some instances, we may not even notice when we are using them. Today, QR codes are printed on business cards, product packaging, event posters and flyers, even on TV screens, or on signage, and so many other interfaces which we observe with our eyes for direction to digital information.
And how can QR codes be used, especially when it comes to growing businesses?
So QR codes have become a very effective way to engage customers through digital mobile interfaces. And more customers engage content through their mobile phone devices. So this puts QR codes in a good position as a means to engage customers through digital content. If a business wants to improve its digital content reach to customers, QR codes can definitely assist with that. So in the space of marketing, QR codes can quickly direct customers to the website of a business, online store, or get them to download a mobile app, which increases the chances of customer conversion or sales. In the payment space, more customers are making use of QR codes as a payment option. So this is also likely to increase sales through a more convenient customer experience. According to public studies, customers who use QR codes also tend to spend more. The Adobe 2013 mobile consumer survey of about 3,075 mobile users in the United States, Canada, the UK, France, and Germany indicated that up to 46% of consumers scanned a QR code for discounts or coupon purposes. 42% of consumers used QR codes as a ticket to an event. And 67% of consumers or people have seen QR codes in retail stores. So these are very interesting stats in terms of how business growth can be stimulated by QR code usage.
And what are the pros and cons of QR codes, Kevin?
So just to name some of the pros, and in the marketing space, QR codes can definitely be used to reduce the cost of marketing. So space, you know, comes with a price when you invest in printed marketing materials such as flyers, catalogs, and billboards. QR codes are a simple way to direct, you know, your audience or customers to more information about your product or service or promotion, whilst also ensuring that you don't essentially waste money on physical space or physical items. When it comes to tracking, you know, the responses of your customers to your QR code directions or ads per se, they are also very useful tools as a pro of QR codes that can help you to essentially assign and track any number of QR codes based on specific objectives. And using online tools, many of which are free, you can actually measure the effectiveness of your QR codes in terms of how many people are actually scanning your QR codes and using them effectively. When it comes to mobile phones, QR codes are definitely very convenient for the mobile phone user or the smartphone user. And this definitely has become more apparent as more and more customers, you know, use their smartphones due to the factor of instant gratification, you know, speed of access that comes with using mobile phones. On the cons, there might be some inconveniences around accessibility to QR codes. So in some instances, a user must already have downloaded a necessary app that supports the reading of a QR code. And because there are different types of QR codes out there and different mobile devices, not all QR codes may be supported by the necessary app or mobile devices in order for the customer to use it as effectively as possible. So in some instances, some customers might be left out due to the capabilities of their phones in terms of reading the QR codes. And then when it comes to the education side of it, QR codes are widely spread, yes, but they're not always necessarily the first choice of use for a consumer. So they might need to be additional investment in marketing or promotion campaigns in order to give a reason to your customers as to why they should use a QR code to interact with your digital content. So a con here might be that a business may need to invest a bit more in terms of convincing customers as to why they should use a QR code or how they should be able to use it. So, Harvey, these are some pros and cons of QR code usage.
And some speculation out there is that the use of QR codes is declining. Is this true? And what does the future of QR codes look like?
The views on the popularity of QR codes is somewhat stuck in the middle. QR codes are widespread, as mentioned, across the world. But the general sentiment is that they might not be as widely used by consumers as much as they're made available by businesses. However, in some parts of the world and in recent years, QR codes have become a popular medium for making payments. In China and South Korea, the use of QR codes has shot up. And in Europe, digital wallet companies have seen new popularity of the QR code payment option. According to public sources, 11 million households in the USA are expected to scan QR codes in the year 2020. And by 2022, 5.3 billion QR code shopping coupons are expected to be redeemed through smartphones. And 1 billion smartphones are expected to have access or to access QR codes. So at the moment, Harvey, this appears to be at least the near future of QR codes.
Phenomenal. What an insightful and informative concept. Where can people get hold of you, Kevin?
You can get hold of me at Twitter. My handle is at Kevin Sem, spelled K-E-V-I-N-S-E-M. Or you can email me at inapptalks@gmail.com. Spelled inapptalks@gmail.com.
Thank you so much for joining us right here on VOW FM 88.1, Kevin. and wishing you a productive and a splendid week ahead.
Thanks, Javi. Same to you and same to the listeners.
That was Kevin Simogerere. He is a qualified chartered accountant, a digital tech innovator, a tech entrepreneur, and a host of a webinar series called In-App Talks, which shares mobile app business insights. He is also part of the 2020 South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, Top 35, Under 35. He joined us to share his independent insights about the impact of QR codes.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or streams via www.vofm.co.za.